This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jimmy.
Speaking of transportation, did you see the bus in Los Angeles that got hijacked yesterday?
No, but I saw the movie.
Speed. Jamie, when you watch the video, I swear, it is the movie. Right, Spadell?
Yeah,
You saw it.
Yeah.
Are there people on it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is Keanu Reeves on it?
Yeah. Yeah. And Sandra Bullock.
She's on it too?
She's driving?
It's ironic. No, they're not on
okay,
it.
Okay, fine.
That's crazy, though, in the police chase.
We begin this morning with breaking news. A wild scene as multiple police officers chase an MTA bus that have been hijacked. All of this playing out on the streets of downtown Los Angeles. That chase eventually turned into a very tense standoff. That standoff turned into a dramatic rescue this morning after police saved the bus driver being held hostage.
Hey, good morning, and a heavy police presence here this morning. Alameda and 6th Street, right between 6th and 7th, actually, you can see this area blocked off. And far in the distance there, you can see that Metro bus parked near the sidewalk. You see it there with the message, emergency, call 911, and you can see
holy cow.
You know, we still, though, have the most infamous chase in the history of the world.
Balloon Boy?
No. What? The guy with the tank.
Oh, the guy with the tank.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
That was really good.
Yeah, but with the guy with the tank, I mean, he is the guy that's in the tank, and you want him killed or whatever, arrested or whatever. This has got innocent people on board.
Yeah, that's true.
That takes it to a whole different level, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, with the tank guy, yeah, okay.
Who cares? Killdozer?
Huh?
Are you talking about the killdozer?
Yeah, killdozer.
That was a bulldozer, right?
Yeah. So did you see but the thing with him, he was this close to hitting those jet fuel tanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was this close.
So it wasn't a tank.
It was an outfitted bulldozer.
So he made it look like a tank. No, he
had armor on it.
It had armor all around it. He made it into a tank.
Yeah. So it was bulletproof. For all intents and purposes, it definitely was a tank.
If you look at it first sight, it looks like a tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he just customized it.
No kidding.
You know how, like, back in the day, somebody took a Fiat and made it look into, like, a Porsche?
Yeah.
With the Bondo?
Yeah.
He did that.
Yeah, like, Pimp My Ride.
put a couple of spoilers on there.
Yeah.
You got yourself a Porsche. Ferrari, man.
Yeah.
Porsche.
Yeah,
that's a scary scene, though, out of L.A. But man, L.A. has the best chases.
Oh,
they really do. I mean, they're car chases out there. They're covered with helicopters. It's on the local news. They have some good stuff. Now, I'm not saying we should do it. Well, like, kind of am. But I'm not saying that we do it here because it does endanger other people.
But sometimes they go nowhere.
It's good TV.
If you want to follow the people that always chase, the news agency, it's KTLA. They always they always follow the chase, but sometimes it just goes nowhere. You're like, oh, yep, I don't know where he went. Ugh. What do you mean you don't know where he went?
But you don't.
I just spent an hour.
But you don't realize that it doesn't go anywhere until after it's over.
No.
During the chase, I'm still into it, Jamie.
Well, no, I know, but then the guy ran into an apartment complex, and then they just gave up. They just all went home.
Yeah.
They're like, well, whatever. He stole a car. He's in the complex somewhere. Right. We're not going to look for
him. It's going to take somebody creative to beat the bus from yesterday.
Yeah, the bus was good.
That's a good one. You got to admit.
That bus is good.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.